My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On my feet. All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and all. Looky here what we're approaching. I see the sign. It's 1-0 Street for some of us up in here. Happy to be here on a Monday, joined by my partner, my brother, John Martin. And we've got Brad Carson, executive producer extraordinaire and the boss man around here. He's on the ones and twos. Your boy comes in here feeling real good, real good. And it's not because of anything I saw from Caleb Williams. Lord knows, bruh, tried to lose it for us. It's a good thing, though, partner, that football is a complementary thing.
Yeah.
And in football, we have a thing called three phases. And in football, your defense and your special teams sometimes can win games for you, especially when you got mayonnaise on the other side, a dude that smells like mayonnaise.
Yeah. Team win in Chicago, no question about it.
What did I tell
team
you?
Team ball.
We were going to do the mayonnaise.
Team ball.
We kept applying pressure.
Yep.
Squeezing the mayo.
That's the right. Chicago Bears.
What did he give us at the end?
And eventually, he did. Eventually, he did. And I didn't want to use the S word.
So,
seems crass.
Feels good to be on one. Listen, y'all, I got to brag about 1-0 Street. Because C.J. Stroud about to get me off course next week.
And, yeah. And,
right, I won't be on undefeated.
That's
Street.
Right. Is that Sunday night?
That's the Sunday night game. Yeah. And they look good.
They look great.
Diggs comes in, gets two.
Two touchdowns.
This week. Yeah.
Two touchdowns.
I mean, that's going to be tough for the Bears. But, hey, it feels good. Even, you know, you win a game, your offense just looks like complete crap. I'm worried. I'm worried like Penny was when he was 15-2, but behind the scenes, he knew under the hood he had some issues, didn't he?
When they beat Austin Peay.
And he was telling us.
And he was like, something isn't right.
That's what I think about Caleb. Last thing, saw another man with a purse this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Gonna see if there's gonna be the same energy about it.
There will not be. I'm just gonna go ahead and spoil that for you.
Had a purse!
I'm just going to go ahead and spoil that for you. There will not be the same energy. Just as a heads up.
God bless that brother and his participation.
Yeah, I loved it.
And Memphis football this weekend.
Yeah, I thought it was cool to see. John Morant comes out and supports the Tigs. Got to love that.
It's a very exciting day. I mean, there's so much football to get to.
Yeah.
My goodness.
1-0 Street for you. As expected, 0-1 Street for me.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't even include you. 2-0 Street for Memphis football.
2-0 Street for Memphis football. That's right. They're moving on up as they get ready for the big one.
Ranked in one of the polls.
Ranked in the coaches' poll. Not so much in the AP poll.
They don't respect us yet.
Boise State, almost ruins everything. Or I should say maybe Oregon almost ruins everything, but they hold on to beat Boise State 37-34.
Genty. Yeah. I will never mispronounce his name again.
Yeah.
Because now he's got 9 touchdowns in 2 games?
Yes, he's a beast.
Pretty sure he had 6 first game and 3 against Oregon.
Yeah.
Now, they lost.
They did lose.
That brother's going to be the first running back selected in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a few things we're learning about college football, right? And I think that's a good place to start. Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. Jason Fitz going to join us at 1:25. But it was a massive football weekend, right? It was the first full frontal football weekend that we've had since, what, December, right? I mean, you got to go back, 9 months since you had both college and NFL. A full term pregnancy has happened since the last time we had full frontal football.
Okay.
I mean, just to give you a little bit of perspective on how long it's been, right? And a few things we learned, right, in college football. I think we'll start there, and then we'll get to your NFL.
Sounds great.
What we learned in college football, it's a good thing that for Memphis, Boise and UNLV will play each other, right, from my perspective, from where I sit.
Interesting.
Because UNLV is awesome. Now, we only have 2 games of sample size, but I think they're a team that maybe we were not discussing as part of that group of 5 candidacy, and they should be in that discussion because they put up 72 on whoever the hell, Dixie State, whoever they played this weekend. And then, would they beat Houston 27-7 in the first game?
Yeah, you're telling me about that Houston win and why I need to be on the lookout
for
the running ribs.
Well, that's just Willie Fritz. They Houston pushed Oklahoma this weekend.
I saw it.
You know, I mean,
well, I think it's more reason enough for Tennessee not to be worried whatsoever.
Yeah, it was 16-12.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Not worry about Oklahoma.
I mean, that was definitely up for grabs in the fourth quarter. So.
But you're right. Shout credit to Houston.
But they play each other.
Yes.
You know, which is a good thing because now Boise has 1 loss. So
Boise look legit to me.
No, they are. They look incredible. They certainly do. But you know you're not going to get, 2 undefeated teams there potentially.
No,
right?
You're right. I mean, something's got to give there.
So Boise already loses theirs. And UNLV, obviously, they play on October the 25th. So, you're kind of rooting for Boise in that one if you're a Memphis fan. But you learn that. Tulane looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Tulane is potentially going to be a big problem for Memphis. That quarterback, Darian Mensa, had some throws that were just sensational against Kansas State. Kansas State ended up winning the game. They basically, the difference was a strip sack.
Oh, ranked Kansas State team,
yes.
Played within 7. Yes.
Strip sack, and that's the difference in the game. So Tulane is going to be a problem. South Florida pushes Bama.
If they don't get banged up, I mean, they got to play. I think Tulane's got to like Oklahoma next.
They do. Yeah, they're playing them.
If they don't get everybody killed before the rest
of
the season,
you know
what I mean?
See, that schedule makes, Memphis is only playing 1 of those type of games.
Exactly.
Tulane's playing 2.
I wouldn't recommend playing 2.
Yeah, no, that's.
And especially a year of a first-year coach.
Exactly, exactly.
But I suppose many of those locked in, I'm imagining, with college football scheduling the way it is.
Especially even if the quarterback looks good in these games, he'll just transfer at the end of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're not even like, oh.
Yeah, you're giving them too many looks at your guys.
Exactly.
Then also just health from a health standpoint.
Yeah, because you are going to be banged up. And I think that's kind of the question I had about South Florida. I mean, they were right with Bama
for that
whole game.
Yes, they were.
Their trenches were really impressive. And, of course, Alabama pulls away at the end, which you would expect. But, I mean, that October 11th game, you're on the road.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about both of those, is that they're on the road.
Yeah, I think
now that's... Now, the one thing I guess you would pull out the other way is UTSA doesn't look like the thing that sort of Heather Dinich and the computers were saying they were going to be.
UTSA is a fraud.
Exactly. So if we're saying the 2 look legit, USF and Tulane still worried about those road games.
That's right.
Memphis should go to UTSA and roll.
That's right.
If we're coming off how we feel off the weekend about AAC.
Exactly.
Okay, we're on the same
page. South Florida is really, to me, probably your biggest competition, and you go there on October the 11th.
I mean, like you said, they're going toe-to-toe for a minute.
Yeah.
For
a second straight year.
With Alabama.
That coach is good.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm pretty sure he's Heupel's former OC, Golesh.
Mm-hmm.
So he runs good stuff. And that's there,
All 3 of your toughest were there, and 2 of them look like they're going to be really tough, at least right now.
Yeah.
Tulane and South Florida.
You know, I think the picture is becoming a bit clearer in terms of Memphis. They rolled Troy over the weekend.
I did like that the run game.
Yes.
And I got to give him credit. Mario Anderson, broke loose. And I didn't think he sort of had that kind of ceiling in terms of a guy that could bust a game open, and he did. Now, obviously, you're going to need to keep getting more from that Cabrun game, and we learned officially that Sutton Smith won't be back. And so, you know, DeRozier, that's how you pronounce that gentleman's name. He's obviously going to be a big piece now. And you saw Brandon Thomas. We had said it before the first game. Couldn't, you know, when Silverfield talked about it on the coach, so it was almost like, oh, man, Brandon Thomas still on this team? The guy that 4 years ago had a great game in Mississippi State against Mississippi State. Two touchdowns in that, you know, in that game. They've still got bodies in that running game room, and so in that running back room, and so you feel a lot better about the running game. Again, albeit it's against Troy, and you want to see what it looks like now against a Florida State team that has been terrible against the run. So show me that against a bad run defense, at least so far. Remember Georgia Tech and Boston College. Oh, by the way, I mean those teams don't. That was another thing about this, you know, this game against Florida State. It was like the teams that have beat them don't look like much now,
mm-hmm.
and so now you exactly. really got to beat Florida State. My point, they gave up; they were a sieve against the run.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can run the ball against them. That really be a, you know, really would be a statement. As John said, we expected Boise State to lose to Oregon. They did play them well.
Yeah.
There's still an opportunity. I know it's not the same thing. Florida State is way down. There's still an opportunity to get this win against a Power 4 team for Memphis. And so I liked what I saw for the most part. You didn't have to use your passing game, John. You know, your run game was flexing.
Right. I did. That was definitely much needed.
And Herring and Martin continue to be just a heck of a tandem there in your linebacking core.
Yeah, so...
It's going to get a little bit more real now, though.
On this game... You know, FanDuel had this game available to bet as of last Monday. Now, nowhere else had it, so I kind of struggled to use just a one-shop opener as the opener. I'm gonna use the books that opened yesterday as the consensus opener because I just think it's fairer.
Well, and they're closer to what you originally thought it was going to be.
Yeah. And it's 5.5.
Closer.
It's 5.5.
But not yet. We still thought, originally, you thought it was going to be much more.
I did. I thought it would be like 9.5, 10. I did. I thought it would be around.
Well, we're here now.
And so I think it's fair. I mean, obviously, it's a massive, massive adjustment down for Florida State, and probably fairly. I mean, you wonder kind of how they would come into the year, missing the playoff. They came in kind of sad. They came in feeling sorry for themselves. DJ Uiagalelei looks like a bad fit for Mike Norvell. So...
That and the defense looks like it's taking a real big step back because you had Verse playing now on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
So I'm playing for the Rams.
Yeah, and he was good.
He was good.
I mean, I was impressed. I was impressed with...
Bro, that was a statement win for Detroit.
Yeah.
But we can get to that a little bit later.
Some sharp groups I know...
Rams play well.
...released Florida State this week, today, what? Earlier today, in terms of the side.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, listen... That Florida State, what I would say about them is that they had every reason to go on a, you know, an FU tour in the first few games of this season. They lose as a double-digit favorite against Georgia Tech. Then they lose. Which loses to Syracuse, which makes that look worse. And then they come back to Tallahassee, and they lose as a 17-point home favorite by double digits. You have to wonder what's on the table for them, right? Like, you're out of the playoff. You're not going to compete for the conference, most likely, because you've already lost two conference games.
What's on the table right now this season is like mass exodus if they lose to Memphis. Seriously. Because they'll get – not that Mike Norvell is just going to completely lose control here, but can you imagine what that locker room will be like if they go 0-3 and lose to Memphis and all the poachers that will come in and say, man, you – Didn't Ryan Silfield say something along the lines that after about three games into the season is when the other teams come in, decide they want to start recruiting you, and your guys are hearing from other schools? Man, it would be a madhouse down Florida State. They lose this game. That you got to imagine with this extra time, Mike Norvell and the optics of losing to his previous school in the position that they're in.
Right.
It's
so by the way, it's out to 7 now. It's Florida State.
I think the number might even grow a little bit more just because people believe there is no way Florida State can lose this game.
If it gets to 7.5,
they've had 11 days that they'll have 11 days of prep or whatever it is, close to 2 weeks.
If it gets to 7.5, it will get bought back.
Okay.
I mean, because that touchdown people will want to have. If Memphis is a good chase team. You know, like you can just see.
It won't go. You're telling me that that's the ceiling on how high.
Yeah, it kind of feels a little bit like that Missouri game last year on the quote unquote neutral, but it was on the road. I think that closed 7, and Memphis lost by 7. So I think it probably looks a lot like that. But this is definitely around where I had it. I think it's, you know, the fact that it was 1.5 at FanDuel, I want to congratulate anybody that jumped on that. Most people could not do that because they're limited, myself included. I damn near thought about calling my brother and getting down the max. But I was like, yeah, I'm
that's
not going to do
that.
I'm not going to do that against him. Well, no, that's not. I don't play for Memphis.
Some straight Jontay Porter
you're
right? trying to do.
And the most I could have gotten anyway is $3,000 on it. So it wasn't even worth the trouble.
Now,
at
again,
that point.
Remember, I got people at FanDuel. You know?
Well, you have
and
people
you sit
at FanDuel.
Up here going,
I'm being honest.
Trying to pull a Jontay Porter on
I can speak
on
freely on this one. But at any rate, you know, listen, that number is out to 7, and it's going to be a big upset for Memphis if they can get it done. And I think we all kind of...
Can they get it done?
We knew the score. Well, probably
we
not.
I guess we got this week to decide.
I mean, we do. But so we learned from Memphis that the road in some ways is harder than we projected maybe even before the season started. UTSA worse, yes, but two teams in your league probably better than we would have rated.
Well, Tulane was still picked, what, third in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, again, there's still a great deal of respect for the Chiefs.
Yeah, you could flip that if you want.
A new coach.
But I think the Florida State game broke way worse than you could have ever hoped in terms of what they did.
Way worse.
And then USF is better.
They're losing the teams that are losing. Florida State.
And I'm not sure if any other team on that schedule is, like, demonstrably worse than we thought, right? Like... I mean, North Texas is I think 2-0. MTSU is god awful. That team is maybe one of the worst in Division I. Rice is whatever. Charlotte is, I mean, that's like a fantasy football team for the coach. Like he's just playing. Like he's like it's like.
I tell you this right now, SP Plus rankings. They like Memphis. Their offense has stayed right at 10.
Yeah,
through 2 weeks.
Well,
not that I've this is eyeballs. It hasn't looked as explosive. But again, there's different reasons for that. You didn't need in a game where you needed to bounce back from in terms of run game. You know, you averaged 2.3 a carry the week before against an FCS, and so you need and you focused on running game, and you didn't need a ton of Seth. But you're still efficiency wise, the numbers still like you. My point is, Memphis has jumped 16 spots overall to 27th at the SP Plus rankings, and so while you're in the coaches poll, you know, I know the AP doesn't necessarily love you and has Boise State ahead of you. Coaches polls got you, what, 25th? More importantly, though, the SP Plus rankings are a measure of your efficiency. It's sort of like the KenPom of what we do with college, you know, college basketball. The SP Plus is to college football, at least from my eyes. And they've still got that Memphis offense 10th. Here's the key is your defense has gone from 103 this preseason to 82nd.
Yep.
And we've said that's the kind of jump Memphis was going to have. Now, again... This weekend will be an even better test. Troy was a better test, obviously, than North Alabama for that defense. But, man, your linebackers are running around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fun to watch to see if they can do it. I would still say, yes, this Florida State team disappointing. It's definitely a level. It's two levels up in terms of the quality of athlete that you'll be facing. And so to see this Memphis defense slowly climb up, again, at SP Plus, you are the highest rated group of five. I mean, they've got Boise State considerably lower than you. And again, these are measurements of your offensive, defensive efficiency. By the way, they got Memphis's special teams at 39th, which is, again, a jump from the preseason when they were 62nd. And so far, at least from a computer and an analytics standpoint, your special teams and your defense have been better than where you started. And so that, you know, again, we still think this offense is good, even with the loss of Sutton Smith. Maybe not as explosive as we once hoped it would be, but what you got to really like, at least so far, and it's a level of competition, something you got to consider, is that your defense and your special teams have made strides.
Yeah.
From where the analytics had you to start the season.
Yeah, the big
it's
test
important.
Is this weekend. I'd be very interested to see, because we hear all the talk. I hear you hear all the comments from everybody involved, right? Chandler Martin, you go down the list. We know we're going to be better than last year. We know we could be defined maybe even by our defense. Silverfield was talking about it last week that he almost resented being characterized as an offensive team. Well, we're about to find out.
Let's slow down.
We're about to find out. Because Florida State's
you got a top 10 offense the last year and two games.
Yeah, don't run from your identity. I mean,
your defense is in the hundreds last year.
Yeah, I do think he's like part of that is like
he's trying to hype up his group,
exactly.
and I don't mind that.
But your defense is in a complete zero.
Just hold on there, Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm
telling us what it's going to be.
I'll be honest, my hopes are not high. I mean, I just don't have high hopes. I mean, and I think the movement in the market kind of tells you that. This is the get-right game. I'll put it this way. Mike Norvell is not losing to Memphis. He's just not. I mean, I know you guys want me to...
I'm not going to sit here and say Memphis can't win that game when I look at these numbers and look how Florida State's been plowed.
No, look.
A guy like Mario Anderson, that was an S... Yeah, what are you talking about?
He wasn't necessarily good in the SEC.
Yeah, he led them in rushing. He averaged over four a carry. I went and looked at it. I mean, he had a decent season. This is an SEC-level athlete that's come down two levels. You telling me he can't play against a broke-down ACC? That's not nearly the level of SEC.
I can't really tell you that he can. You know?
I'm sure Florida State, again, if Mike is not on them, I question whether or not, you know, if you don't get a much improved performance from the defense, I would question control of this team this season.
Yeah.
Have you completely lost it? Because you were run over 5 yards a carry in both games, Georgia Tech and Boston College.
Yeah.
So it's got to tighten up against Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean,
I'm with you, but I'm not going to sit up here and after they just got gouged say that Memphis can't win this game. You got a top 10 offense. Well, it's still a top 10 offense through 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Boise State doesn't have that, even though they got an NFL running back.
We haven't seen anybody have to do it through the air yet with Florida State, and I think that's going to be kind of the interesting dilemma here is like, can they defend the pass? They haven't really been tested in that way because teams haven't had to test them that way. And I think that's kind of the mystery here. You know, can Memphis keep within the number, I think, is more of the question. But, you know, it just broke very, very unfortunately for Memphis. I mean, this would be much better and much easier for me to buy if Florida State was coming into this game 2-0.
Frankly.
And it didn't mean everything.
As tough as it looks like South Florida and Tulane are going to be as road games, I tell you, man, you need this one. Just because it's gettable. This isn't a deal like that we characterize this as a free swing before the season because we thought that Florida State would at least still be in the rankings. Maybe you've taken one loss, not two. And so now that this game is gettable, mm-hmm. certainly more gettable than it was than you had it going into the season, you really need it because, again, the wiggle room for in the AAC where you're going to be expected to win everything, I mean, it's tight. And Tulane showed that you know, maybe they've been disrespected in being picked third in this preseason in the AAC.
Yeah.
Just with their performance weekend.
I think that was definitely the case.
Yeah, the fact that you got UTSA already second, and look at them.
Because Texas State kicked their ass up and down the floor, bro. Down the field. I mean,
and they still got Texas, which will give them a real whooping. That in terms of health wise,
they'll be 1-2.
Yeah,
they'll be out of it.
And the computers had UTSA at the top of everything.
And then you wonder, like, you know, these teams
that were Florida State, man, because you can get it.
Oh yeah, you have to.
It's not the same free swing it was.
No doubt.
You know, nobody's still going to expect you to win. I'm with John. I mean, it's still. Dim sham, but I still think Memphis got a chance.
I mean, they'll compete.
You have a top 10 offense against a bad defense so far.
It's
a bad defense.
Like, I'll say this. Ryan Silverfield will just have to have his best coaching day ever. I mean, this is a road game against a Power 4 team, right? Like, we can't lose sight of that. Even though Florida State is down and they are out of the top 10 and out of the top 25 and out of the playoff picture, it is still a Power 4 team. Like, I would say this about Northwestern. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're just dealing with a difference in size and athleticism and speed. That's not me being critical. That just is what it is. Memphis has talent. Memphis has as good of a team as you could probably have outside the Power 4 structure. But we know what you're up against when you have these kinds of games. I mean, it's just the way it goes. So that's why we hold up 96. Like, it was the Pope, the white smoke. We don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
We would never will.
The odds, man.
We never will.
So, listen, I mean, I I'll have to do this research, Jason.
I want to see your face when they beat Norville.
It'll be a smile.
Because you won't believe
it. It'll be a smile.
No, it won't. It'll be your chin will be on the table.
Well, that's true.
You won't believe it.
I do not
believe it. Because you put your foot down and you said Memphis cannot win this game. That's what I almost heard.
I'm not saying they can't. I'm saying they won't.
Give Silverfield the bulletin board material he needs. Hold on, Brad. Let's see if it comes out.
Y'all are trying to make me out to be the bad guy.
No, I want to hear Memphis can't win.
I won't say Memphis can't win because any team can win.
Adrian and Rocky.
But
she told him he could not beat Drago.
I'm just predicting that they won't win. That's all I'm doing. I mean, can it be like a 34 to 27 kind of game, a 30-23 type of game. Yes, I do believe it could be something like that. But
no, I'm gonna be real. I don't. You know.
I mean, it's a tough spot.
I'm wondering about this though,
because you don't want to be the guy that's like Memphis, yeah, rah rah rah. And I'm like the guy that's like no. You know.
No, what we're saying is through 2 weeks we know now that the numbers say Memphis can win. The analytics say we're not talking about even
right.
You know, we're not even talking eyeballs. This is now the computer numbers.
Right.
You're ranked higher than they
are. No, if you're a Memphis fan, you should go into a weekend believing that you have a chance.
Certainly a better chance than you believed going into the season.
Correct.
Because this is not as good a Florida State team. That part is clear.
Because even as
we thought it was.
I mean, think about it. You're a 7-point dog with Florida State being 0-2.
Yes.
Now imagine if they were 2-0.
Yeah.
You'd be a 20-point underdog.
Yeah, 14, 15.
I mean, there's been a big adjustment down.
I mean, we're 27th in the country in the SP Plus. Are you hearing me? That's a 16
but
spot
see, you know,
jump up since the beginning of the year. And listen, the computers take into account who you're doing it against.
Absolutely.
They still like Memphis.
Yeah, look, again.
They still like
Memphis.
Now, where's
Florida State in this SP Plus?
They have dropped to 34th, bro.
And Memphis is where, 27th?
27th.
Okay, so you're...
This is a defense, offense, first off, that's 45th now in the country, and 31st defensively.
I mean, we're going to be able to really gauge SP Plus as a source of truth after this weekend.
Bro, it's the Pomeroy. We've been using it. When you going to jump on, Torvik?
There's a lot. There's Sagarin. I like to use Sagarin. Let's go to Sagarin.
Well, Sagarin it'd been letting you down early on this season, from what I've gathered. It had us arguing a couple of weeks ago.
On UTSA?
Well, on some line you were trying to put together.
All right, so they got Florida. So he's got Florida State at 79.5 rating. Memphis at 76. All right, that's a 3-point difference. Then you impute. What's he got home field? 2.79.
I love using this word impute. That's when you start confusing me.
2.79 plus 3 is 5.79. So 6 is about where you're at per his ratings. And the number is 7. Close enough to me.
Okay.
I mean, right? Now your SP Plus doesn't give me that guy. They don't give me those measures. They say, here are numbers. Trust them blindly. Sheep. All the sheep.
No, it's not sheep.
Yeah, this is sheep. This is like Fauci.
Mm-mm.
No,
Memphis had a top 10 offense last year from an efficiency standpoint. And that's been proven at this point.
Memphis has been... adjusted up. I think they were about 75. Yeah, so they've been adjusted up, you know, a point in Sagarin.
I think the run game really helped their offense. I thought their offense was going to drop based on what we had seen. It just feels like, again, look, some of it Sutton Smith, they're just not quite as explosive as it had been, but it hasn't. And getting that big run game this past week from Mario, I think, helped balance things out. You're still 10th offensively.
Yeah.
You started 9th.
Look, I hope Memphis does it.
Okay. It'll be fun to watch. It's not a free swing.
Because
the margin for error is so thin in the AAC, and you got to play those tough games
absolutely
on the road.
Right. Yeah.
That you really like to pick this one up. And more important, like I said, what's changed is that it's more gettable.
Absolutely.
This is a
gettable
game.
Look, this is a
good defense or an improved one.
Inning.
Say improved.
Cleanup hitter, seven to the plate with two on and two out. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. Maybe one out. Not two out, but we're not. But so my point is, this is not just some, hey, if you hit it, fantastic. We'll be so.
I wish it was here.
This is now. If you don't hit it, we may lose. The plot. That's all I'm saying.
We're gonna take their $1.3 million and the dub.
Yeah, don't forget that you get $1.3 million no matter what happens. And I would also say, even if Memphis loses to Florida State, I will not come in here and say that anything we believed that was possible for Memphis is no longer possible. That is simply not true. Losing to Florida State does not mean that you can't beat South Florida. Does not mean that you can't beat Tulane.
No, you could still run the table.
It's certainly like
and
it's
be
almost
the group
like
of
those
five,
two. This is almost like a
still do that.
This is almost like a weird, you know. It's not an exhibition because it counts, but it almost is kind of like an exhibition to me in terms of, you know, again, what Memphis, you know, if you run the table, you run the table anyway, regardless of who you're playing. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, they beat Florida State. We got to put them in now. You run the table, you run the table. You know, I guess it'll be the feel good will be at an all-time high.
Mike really doesn't want to be this kind of part of a special Memphis season.
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He can appreciate Memphis' history, been a part of special seasons himself. He's not going to be a contribute.
That's
he's not going to try to contribute to
now,
this.
Now, look, is this
you getting a win over him down there? I'm telling you, this is this dude, I'm guarantee you he's down there, got the pressure pipes full.
Yeah. It's like, well, it normally
I'd
like,
be in their faces. We cannot lose this one. We cannot lose this one. Dude, if he loses this one, he loses the locker room for this season.
Oh, it's over.
We're
yeah.
right back
That's what
to
I'm
a
saying.
Joke.
The desperation
after everything
at all-time
that he
high.
Had earned last year
yeah.
and the whole national story you became about what you did. I mean, you got people behind you saying, this guy's a great coach. Florida State's got the right guy. Everywhere, all across the nation. You could lose that.
Yes.
You lose this one.
Now, look, I mean, again, people won't
It'll
like
be his best speech.
People are not going to like that I'm saying what I'm saying, but one thing I hope y'all always know about me is that I will never come on here and fake it.
You almost said it. That's why I
yeah,
stopped.
Yeah, I mean, I won't
and
say
so
they can't win.
I
it's like
make
they're
sure.
a 28.5 point dog. I mean, they can win. They just won't. That's all I'm saying.
You saying Seth Hennigan can't do it?
I'm saying he won't do it. That's all I'm saying.
You saying he won't do it because he doesn't have the balls?
I'm saying that the size
or
and speed
talent.
Difference. The size and the speed difference for Florida State is going to be the difference in this game.
But we got SEC athletes on an AAC team.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out, won't we? I mean, this
it's
is the game.
It's not we'll see.
Well, what kind of SEC athletes, though? I mean, they did not stay in the SEC.
Mario.
I mean.
Elijah.
It's different when they transfer out of the SEC.
Bro, they're both killing.
Well, they're doing a great job as of yesterday.
Down here.
Yes.
Now we're going to see could they have played in the ACC.
That's what we're going to find out.
Oh, they're going to rough them up from what I've seen. I don't think it's going to be a huge step up for those two.
Well,
it's really, if anything, it's a step down from where they were in the SEC, right? There's two steps down at least to the AAC.
Fair enough.
We're stepping back up.
Fair enough.
To the ACC.
Right.
But bad ACC.
Yeah, I mean, I think
from what we've seen so far.
That's totally fair. And what
I mean, Georgia Tech and Boston College rolled these boys.
I've seen this go both ways when you have a coordinator and a coach.
Sylvia, let me talk to him.
That play each other, right? Like Silverfield was in the program when Norvell, he was hired by Norvell. Norvell moves on, now they play each other. I saw the most recent example this weekend in UAB versus Louisiana Monroe. Now you're like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Trent Dilfer replaced the interim coach at UAB, who now is the head coach of ULM. ULM took the quarterback coach from Dilfer last year. Right, they worked together back when he was the interim.
Mm-hmm.
He hired the quarterback coach from Dilfer, made him the OC. And Dilfer was on Monday of last week basically crying about the fact that the ULM OC knew more about the UAB offense than even Dilfer knew about it. Final score this weekend, 32-6, Monroe.
Oh,
UAB didn't score a touchdown. So it turns out that the quarterback coach's familiarity with UAB offense, in fact, paid off in a major way.
I see.
I've also seen that they'll go the other way. I saw when John Gruden got traded away from the Raiders and Bill Callahan was promoted from within, Bill Callahan got absolutely, he got his ish pushed in the Super Bowl. So I've seen it go both ways. When the coordinator comes out victorious, like we saw in ULM, UAB this weekend, we've seen that Super Bowl. So I'll be curious to know just
thank you for that example.
Whose familiarity?
Yeah.
I think Silverfield, you'd have to give the familiarity edge to because Mike doesn't know what Silverfield is running necessarily, right?
Well, it's what Cramsey ball.
Yeah, it's Cramsey ball. Silverfield knows what Norvell is running. I mean, he was with the guy as an offensive line, running game coordinator, whatever, for 6 years, 4 or 5 years. So I do think I might give the edge and familiarity to Silverfield in this one. That's why I say it's just got to be Silverfield's best coaching job for Memphis to win this game because it's a Power 4 team on the road, and Memphis just historically does not win those games ever. So if you tell me that, hey, empty it, dude. Whatever's in that playbook, you ain't shown us a lot in the first 2 weeks, which is good.
Well, credit to them, and I think that offensive line, they really got that run game on track. You know,
they did.
After a
shaky
start again. Yes, they did.
No question.
And I think that would have been my key objective, and they did that. So.
But I would like to
see. Like you said, I don't know that we've had to show everything.
No, that's exactly right.
Point.
You will have to show it this weekend.
Well, we're going
to
get it. I mean, we got Rock. We got Blankensee. You called Tecumseh. We still got Kobe.
Love it.
And we got tight ends.
Yep.
Still got Brandon to BT Express, as Jarvis calls him.
BT Express. Man, this is awesome.
DeWozier.
He looked great. You go from 2 points. I can't make the 2.7 YPC joke anymore. It's not that.
No, it's done. You know, no, we greatly surpassed that.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to have to be 7.4 YPC now. They flipped it damn near. I mean, they've more than flipped
it. Well, Florida State been giving up 5 points, something YPC.
Yeah. Well,
our eyes are big over in the running back.
You're ready to stick your sword in the stone.
They're going to just stop Mario Anderson.
I think that's not how you're winning this game, no. I think you're winning this game on Seth.
Well, first you make them stop Mario Anderson because they haven't been able to stop the run whatsoever.
Okay, well, after, okay.
And
well,
then once they do that, which you expect they will,
right,
after 11 days off and they've been
exactly
beaten on the ground,
yeah,
that's when Seth steps up
exactly
and loosens that thing up.
Yeah, no question. So
you see the game plan.
Three carries for Mario, and then what do we do now?
Right, you see the game plan, and you say it can't happen.
I just think it's unlikely, yeah. I think it's unlikely. I think
unlikely is almost kind of like 51-49.
No,
there's a lot of range with unlikely.
I think,
were very clear early.
Okay, put this.
We don't stand a chance.
I say Memphis will not win. I give Memphis a 5% chance of winning the game. That's what I would say.
5%?
5%. Bro, they do not beat Power 4 teams on the road.
On
ever.
A line that's 6? What is it?
Well,
6?
7.
7?
7 now. I mean, what chance do you give them?
I give them a great chance now.
Put a number on it. I got 5. I could be low.
Percent chance,
yeah,
for Memphis football.
Yes.
Which has a better SP Plus ranking than Florida State.
Bro, we ain't talking about the S&P 500
this is
right now.
Conley, fool. Bill Conley.
Yep.
Much like one of your Torvik's or Ken Pomeroy's.
Totally. I mean, listen, we've disagreed in the past with these numbers.
You fought
Torvik for the entire year.
What I would tell you is that 5% is disrespectful.
It might be.
You going to give yourself a disrespect dog for the day?
I think 10.
That's what Memphis football
10.
Would say. I'm not even in love with this team yet. And I would tell you it's better than 5%.
Okay, that's a low number,
Are
though.
Are you kidding me?
I need you. Get
this
off the fence.
This is a bad Florida State
team.
Get
off the fence and give me a percentage.
Percent chance Memphis can win?
Yes.
40!
Okay.
I'm a man!
Let's look at implied probability.
I'm 40!
You want to look at implied probability?
No, I know what you're going to do with your saccharins and your imputing.
No, I'm not.
You're
going
to try to weigh me down with numbers.
Hold on.
I'm talking about with what I've seen with my eyeballs.
Plus 228.
I just do not believe.
228. What implied probability?
That this is some juggernaut Florida State team.
It's 30%. So 30%, basically 30.5%.
It's closer to me than it is to you. You said 5. You have gone too far.
I probably have.
And that is what we have. That is what we have deduced today.
I want to make one
coming
thing
off
clear,
the weekend,
though.
You ain't high on this Memphis football team
at all. I want to talk about that.
They can't beat a bad Florida State team
on the road. And again, it is more about the spot than it is my feelings about Memphis. I don't think that Memphis losing to Florida State has any bearing on what they will accomplish the rest of the year. That's a separate discussion.
Separate. That's not what we're talking about here.
Yes.
We're talking about mano-y-mano.
I'm not low on Memphis as much as I am. This is the absolute worst spot they could be in. It's the worst. Against a desperate Power 4 team that has to win to keep everything together down there.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know, and you know, it does and it doesn't mean everything to Memphis. You know? If Memphis loses that game, they should not lose a wink of sleep. Even though I know people will be critical.
No, we won't lose too much sleep.
You know, like it's expected. You're getting a $1.3 million check for it. If it comes down to a last second field goal, then that's great. You got paid to look good on the road against the Power 4 team that was a projected top 10 team to start this season. So, I just think the difference in emphasis and meaning for these teams is what makes me so low on Memphis's chances because. You know, again,
we'll have to tackle. We will have that defense will have to continue to be.
I mean, can they meet that? I mean, if they can,
these guys they brought in the portal have been been a huge contributor so far.
Right,
dude. Elijah is all over the field.
If Seth has an unbelievable game where he throws for 400 yards, you know, I mean, but it just kind of feels like that's what's going to have to be. I mean, Memphis is going to have to show more than they've shown in these first 2 weeks.
I don't know if it's going to have to be that when you've given up, you know, over. Rushing yards by the dozens, over 588 some carries they've given up.
I mean,
everybody, you're not having to show any kind of intricate offense. You're just running down their throats. That's what Bill did.
Yeah.
What Boston College did. You just ran it down their throats.
Well, I don't know.
Georgia Tech did it all game.
Again, I don't know how much better they are at doing that than Memphis. I mean, again, the sample size is very small.
That's about your offensive line. But again, we saw a good sign.
And I think Boston College kind of caught him off guard a little bit. First-year head coach with Bill O'Brien. I mean, I'm not excusing the double-digit loss, but I do think they kind of were caught off guard by what he was doing there. And I don't think that will be the luxury that they have, that Memphis has in this one. But
I mean, I will talk about it later, but you saw Northern Illinois. And what they did.
I would have said less than 5% for them.
I know you would have.
I would have said like 0.1.
And those dudes controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides. It was amazing. And again, this is not some bad Notre Dame team. You can't be bad and have gone into A&M the week before.
Absolutely right.
And the guy knows your quarterback better than anybody because Riley was Elko's. And you still win that game. So you're a good football team. But it goes back to the point. Dude, I'm not some guy that doesn't believe that Memphis can't either go toe-to-toe or control this line of scrimmage against this Florida State team because they have been beaten. They have been beat up on the line of scrimmage in the first two games. So you know Mike's been working on it, but I just think, again, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. I think this is, again, if it's done anything, it's more gettable based on what we've seen from the two teams over 2 weeks here.
Right.
So, again, they've had more time to prepare. Like John said, this is a must-win, essentially, for Norvell. So the odds are stacked against you, but come on.
Right.
Let's go down there and get the dang thing.
Love it. Love it. If I contribute anything, you know, in terms of bulletin board that lights a fire.
Oh, you did it for him.
Yeah. Love it.
And then, yeah, exactly. I was going, wow.
You can't be that surprised. You kind of know how I felt about the game, the spot. I mean, 5% might be low. I'll give you that. But I'm pretty pessimistic.
It's a little low.
But anyways.
We got you, didn't we?
Still feel fine about the season, win, lose, or draw, to be clear. Still feel fine about it. You know, the important showing is not going to be this one. It's going to be October 11th. I mean, that's the one, right? That's where we're like, all right, this gets real. I mean, even Navy to an extent, right? Navy on the 21st to an extent is far more important than whatever happens in this Florida State game. Because, I mean, you lose that one, it's a wrap. Good night. See you later. So, I mean, that's why I'm saying, that's why, like, the emphasis on this one is just not nearly as much. But anyway, should be a fun week of prep for Florida State. We'll come back. We haven't talked about the NFL yet, so we'll do that. Some things we learned there. I think one of the lessons we learned is even if you're not at your individual best, if you have a group of men around you that carry you over the finish line,
yeah,
that is all that matters in the end.
Well, they have to be real men.
They have to be real men.
To carry a whole group in a phase.
Well said. Well said. We'll get to that when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to find me? Yes, yes.
What great NFL weekend was so far, and you've got another chance to start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets. New users guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. We haven't talked about that either. We'll get to it at some point. Jets at Niners. A big one for both teams. It's statement time right off the bat. Certainly saw, I think, Detroit make one last night. Breece Hall, anytime touchdown score. What's Christian McCaffrey going to do against this Jets defense, vaunted Jets defense? Then you got Aaron Rodgers coming back off of a season-ending injury. How's he going to look? You're going to take the over on the passing yards? Just visit FanDuel.com/JaySmith, and there you can decide and make every moment more this season. It's only on FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL and, of course, of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online, real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Black Tie Moving is changing, moving in the city of Memphis. How are they doing it?
By doing their job. Doing well. It ain't easy finding professional movers that show up when they say they're going to show up, that stay on budget, so there are no surprises at the end of the move. Well, that's what you get at Black Tie Moving. They're the best in town. I've used them twice, so I can speak to it. Two separate occasions, both incredible experiences. Got on with the rest of my day. Quick and easy. That's what it is with Black Tie. Give them a call. 316-6196 is the phone number. Get on the schedule. Book your move now. It'll book up fast. Black Tie Moving. Change of moving in the city of Memphis. Wow, what a weekend of NFL football it was. We were just talking about, obviously, college football from a local sort of standpoint. There were other things that happened. As you mentioned, Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois, which is now what took your spot, quite honestly, in the AP poll at 25.
Don't do that.
But they did, and
we still got it in the coaches poll, though.
Got it in the coaches poll, you know.
AP poll hadn't liked us at all,
but
now you have a new.
Will Memphis have a number next to their name when they play Florida State? They will not.
No,
Kurt. Yeah,
because
this is just the coaches poll. It used to be, I recall, in college basketball, you'd have two, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have like? Wouldn't there be like a a split?
Mm-hmm.
But now,
I think in some places they still use the split.
Would you like to have the 25 next to Memphis' name on the broadcast?
Mine's AP, man.
Okay,
and I told this story before.
You're a voter.
When Memphis, you go to the Memphis Media Guide, you use AP rankings.
That's right.
You don't use coaches, so you got to use some kind of standard. And Memphis programs use that. I use it. AP is the standard. So yes, you'd like to have that ranking as opposed to the coaches' poll.
Yeah, so...
ESPN won't include you as part of its ranked games this week, will it?
No.
Because it uses the AP poll, does it not?
That's right.
Right, okay.
Yes. So anyway, we'll be watching that. We'll be monitoring that and see what happens there. But in the NFL, it was the much-anticipated debut of multiple quarterbacks. Not just one, but multiple. And, you know, it was funny... The Tennessee Titans jumped out onto your Bears. They jumped out on them. What was it, 17-0?
It sure was.
It was 17-0 in the Windy City. And Jason was, he was not loving life at that moment. And because I texted him and I said, Caleb is moonwalking in the pocket, which he was doing. That's what he was doing.
He was back there.
Shamo!
So what is this fool doing?
Caleb Williams said in the huddle, Shamo!
Come on now.
You know?
You going to get on him?
I'm setting it up, brother. I'm setting it up. No, I didn't say nothing about nothing. I just said.
But I can hear it with the way you're comparing him to MJ and the Shamo.
You got that. Get that Michael Jackson black and white. We got to get that. Because every time.
I had Man in the Mirror. It's black and white.
Need that,
yeah.
No, we need some triumphant.
Oh, okay.
Man in the Mirror is pensive.
Okay.
It's like what he would have had to do if the Bears had lost the game. Right? But that's what I'm trying to set up. Is that this man kept moonwalking back.
Well, he does have to change his ways. I told you that.
But he kept moonwalking
Because you can't be doing that in an NFL game, exactly.
He kept moonwalking back to that huddle, and he said,
I can't believe you got a jokes about a 1-0 team, clown.
We're just talking about the Bears right now.
How you going to get jokes off about a team that's 1-0?
What did Caleb Williams say to the Bears huddle when they were down 17-0? He looked at DJ Moore.
The Chicago Bears.
He looked at his offensive line. He looked at Keenan Allen. He said, hey, it don't matter if you're black or white.
Yeah. And then what Will Levis say to his huddle.
Right.
He's always raging out, it seems.
So I tell you what, eventually the Chicago Bears did Shimon, and they made history.
You don't stop talking about my quarterback.
They made history.
He didn't get too close to 4,000 yesterday, let me tell you that.
Yeah, but he made history yesterday as the Bears come all the way back. I sent this stat to you. Let me pull it up.
Is it rookie quarterbacks against the spread? Because I saw it.
No, it's not that one.
Okay, because it was bad for all of them.
The Titans.
And Caleb is on a short list.
The Titans led the game 17-0, and they lost the game 24-17, failing to cover the 4-point spread.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs of 4-plus points to lead by 17 or more at any point in the game were 66-1-1 against the spread since 2019. The only other time that a dog of 4-plus points didn't hold on after leading by 17 or more, it was that Kansas City Texans playoff game in 2020. That was a guy named Patrick Mahomes, by the way. So only one other time had that not happened. And now, yeah, I heard I got a tweet. I got a tweet from somebody who's a listener to the show, and they said, ask Jason how it tastes. This was at halftime.
I had a few texts to me during the first half that deleted, and they know who they are, because I can still see the ones y'all deleted.
You can't showboat a Deacon.
You know who you are. I didn't get nasty back with you. I told y'all what we were going to do to mayonnaise. And for the first half, it looked bad. And then what happened? Why did I tell you I always had my doubts about Will Levis coming out of college, coming from Kentucky?
Turnovers.
He's reckless with the ball, and you saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, that pick six was as bad as you'll ever see in the NFL.
As bad as it gets, just trying to avoid another sack because you're frustrated. Things aren't. You've slowed down. Momentum's dead, and you go and make it worse. You compound the problem by going out there and throwing that interception, which pick six gives the Bears. Literally, the Bears did nothing offensively. You should win that game when your defense doesn't even allow 150 total yards. You give it up with three turnovers of your own. Two interceptions and a fumble.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that has always been the question on Levis. Like, he can tantalize you with as big and strong as he is and the leader he is when he goes and runs for a first down and gets up, gets everybody behind him. But if you're going to be that reckless with the ball, bro, there's only one Josh Allen around here running around here.
That's right.
You know, running over folks and getting away with it.
Yep.
It doesn't happen. If he can't change that, then he won't last as a franchise QB. And I was coming around on him because I was seeing more of the routine stuff.
Yep.
Less of the recklessness. Nah, he let it go. And that game's all on him.
No, it is.
Bears special teams defense won that, but Levis made it possible.
Yes. Now, to your point, Caleb Williams was not good.
He didn't even throw for 100 yards, bro. It's scary. Now, again, he's got to calm down, but do you remember? I just wanted again. Do you remember 2 weeks ago or through whatever his last preseason action was? We had seen him running around and making dime throws to Rome after he ran around. You asked me, was he ready, cap or no cap? And what did I say? I surprised you a little bit, didn't I?
You did.
I said he's not ready.
Yeah,
because he's not doing the routine stuff, and that's what you saw. You saw a guy trying to make a play on every play, rather than a guy trying to run stuff on script and get it to his weapons. And then all of a sudden, after he misses a few passes, he starts trying to throw everything as hard as he possibly can so that you don't think it's him that's the issue. And that's a rookie quarterback that's getting overwhelmed, and you could see it. Good thing for him. Again, good thing for Eberflus and the rest of them. You had a defense that stepped up after a bad first half, couldn't stop a thing on the ground. And then, special teams making the play. Oh, by the way, that was Owens, Simone Biles' husband, that picked that ball, that blocked punt up and ran it for a touchdown. So we saw a little bit of everything out of the Hard Knocks boys, including, and Tennessee fans will know this, and I'd given them a respect burger. Velus Jones tried to give, did you see this fool fumble the ball on a kickoff?
Yep, I can't believe he's still there today.
And then when I'm still hot, like you were talking about, because at halftime, Bears fans had every reason to be hot. If I'm not mistaken, and I was a volcano coming out of halftime.
Volcano.
I was ready to explode. They put Velus in the backfield on the first play of the second half.
Y'all better go get Cordero.
We still got Swift, we got everybody else, but one of them sort of, and you could feel it, we're going to show him that we still believe in him.
Yep.
Man, that man should have been cut an hour ago.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
No doubt. Yeah, that was.
They've done everything possible to try to justify this third round pick that Ryan Poles spent on him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.